You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, indeed, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, breaking news for you, especially you gun guys out there, you gun ladies out there too, I guess. Just in the last 40 minutes, it appears, the Alabama legislature did pass constitutional carry. It's big. I mean, that's huge. That's a big win for the Second Amendment. So I wish we had some applause we could play right now, but that's good stuff. Now, the bill did get amended. There are some changes. The article that I'm reading right now that did the quick kind of breaking news kind of post doesn't say which of the changes that were made in the Senate finally got approved by the House. Nonetheless, whatever happened, they went into a conference committee, they worked out their differences, and they came back out with a bill. One thing I do know is the fight became a fight over money, if you get down to it. Now, there were gun control activists that were down there, and the weird thing was our Sheriff's Association was partnering with gun control activists. It was just like a weird, strange bedfellows kind of freak show moment down in Montgomery. We used to pass, we passed that bill out of the Senate multiple times while I was there. It never made it through the House. Well, this time it did. And I think part of it is because it started in the House this time. And the Senate was like, basically like, okay, you know what? We're not going to keep doing this if you guys are going to keep rejecting it. Get your part done first. So they did. They did. They finally got it through the House. It came to the Senate. It got amended. It went back down. They had a conference committee. They got something worked out. I don't have the details. As soon as I get them, I'll let you know. But one of the things that this fight was over was money. If you get down to it, the Sheriff's Association was adamantly opposed to the idea of this bill because they say it made life more dangerous. Really what it did was it made their life budgetarily more difficult because it was doing away with the monies they made, and they made a significant amount of money on gun permits. And I get it. I mean, when I was in office, my sheriff, you know, we would talk about this. The money in one of my major counties, I know it went toward things like training and body armor and that kind of stuff. Hard to argue. I get it. But here's the bottom line. It's a constitutional right. And at some point, you have to look at it and assess, why are we paying for what we're guaranteed by virtue of living here? Why are we paying for the privilege of that which is supposed to be ours already? That's what it came down to. So one of the changes in the bill I do know is in there. Apparently it made it to final passage, was the legislature set up a basically a grant fund. If a sheriff's department can show that it definitely lost money off of permits, then it's able to apply for a grant. Now, the permits, by the way, are not going away. It's just saying they're not required. Pray tell, Phil, what do you mean? Well, what's going on is if you travel to another state, they may not have the same laws. Me, personally, I'm going to wind up having a carry permit, even though I'm not required to anymore, simply because if I travel, I usually travel with a firearm, and I'm going to need to have a concealed carry permit elsewhere. So you're still going to wind up having the ability to get a permit so you could cross state lines and not have to worry about it. That will still be a cost, I'm sure. We'll see whether they raise the costs. We'll see. But the state legislature put a grant in place to try and soften the blow, if you will. Nonetheless, big news, big doings. The Alabama legislature has just passed constitutional carry, and that puts us into a position now where I think we are one of 27 or 28 states that has now modified the law and made it to where you do not have to have a permit to do that which the Constitution already guarantees you. Okay, enough of that. Let's go back to the thing with Governor Ivey. Number one of the Triple Dipper today. I'm doing it on, I'm calling it Governor Ivey's Interview Review. Well, we just did the whole sections there on gas tax, which really fell flat. And I explained that because she wasn't. The next thing was on gambling. Not her problem, apparently. Although last year, she was all in for it. That's a pun, by the way, Copper, all in. It's like a gambling term. See what I did there?
I got you. Okay, clever.
All right, this next one, though, the next piece of this clip, Copper, go ahead and get clip four ready. This next piece is Governor Ivey continuing in the same interview on CBS 42 where she is questioned about Alabama's rankings in education. Go ahead.
Pre-K program, it's number one on so many different polls and reports. What about K through 12? It must be frustrating that that doesn't reflect at that same level. What do you want to see with the education system? What can be done about it?
Well, we've got to improve our education system. We passed a bill last year called the TEAMS Act that will fill some 3,000 unfilled slots for math and science teachers, grade 6 through 12. We dedicated some ARPA money to have customized grant programs available for failing schools. Not one size fits all, but a customized plan for each of the failing schools. So we're taking some steps, but there's more that we need to do to improve education, because education is absolutely the key to our future and to the future of every youngster.
No doubt. Before we let you go, what would you like to see accomplished in another full term that you haven't been able to accomplish yet?
All right. What you just heard was no plan. Now, she mentioned a couple of things that they've done. One, the TEAMS Act that was passed. I've forgotten, the TEAMS is an acronym for something. I forgot what it stands for, but the bottom line is the TEAMS Act that was passed did allow for an improved opportunity to hire qualified math instructors, because we're short. Right now, apparently, we have a shortage of STEM teachers, science, technology, and math. But we are hurting for those. So I guess that's a good thing to try and get more of them in the system. I can't argue with that. The next thing she talked about, though, was just throwing more money at it. And we got a grant program. A grant program. What's that mean? Money. It means we're going to throw some more money at it. Really? But I thought money was... is this not money? Don't they have enough money? What's going on with money? Because money is not the issue. Alabama ranks dead last in the nation, by the way. Let me refresh your memory in case you hadn't already heard the news. Alabama ranks dead last in the nation. Number 50. If you break them down by categories, in math, we are 52nd. Oh, my Lord, Phil, how do you come in 52nd? Out of a number of 50 states. Well, because they also add in Puerto Rico and the Department of Defense schools overseas for our dependents. Okay. So we're 52nd out of 50 states in math. And there was zero plan. I want to remind you, by the way, that Governor Ivey, by virtue of her position as governor, is the de facto head of the state school board. That she has been the state treasurer for, I want to say, 4 or 8 years, followed by being the lieutenant governor for 6 years, followed now by being the governor for 6 years. And we fell to 50 on her watch. Money is not the issue. In fact, if you look at the nationwide rankings, there are at least 8 to 10 other states that spend less per child than we do on education and rank higher than us in the rankings. What does that tell you? That money is not the issue. So here she is running for re-election right now, 50th in the nation, and the best she can do is say, well, education is important. We need to do something about this. Did you hear anything about school choice? No. Did you hear anything about how we're going to improve our scores? No. Did you hear anything in there that sounded like this was a well-thought-out response to a pretty much obvious interview question? No. Like I said, I would think that right now her communications team is going, oh, crap, because that interview did nothing for her reelection. Nothing at all. Copper, what'd you get up there on the board for me? Oh, TEAMS. Okay, that TEAMS Act? Yeah, TEAMS stands for Teacher Excellence and Accountability for Mathematics and Science. Okay, cool. That's a neat acronym. I'm glad they did it, trying to recruit more science and math teachers. But there's got to be more to it than that, folks. There's got to be a better plan. There's got to be a plan. And just don't stop telling us, hey, the same old, we'll keep doing the same old, it'll be good. No, the same old has not worked. And just throwing more money at it, we've got the biggest budgets in Alabama's history. History. 203 years as a state. In our history, in the history of ever, we've got the biggest budgets. Money's not the issue. And yet we're ranked 50th in the nation. Doesn't that seem to basically entail that there is more that needs to be done? That there's something different that has to be done? Did you hear that in Governor Ivey's interview? No, you didn't. All right, folks, we're going to move to a break right now. We'll come back from this break. I'm going to switch to number two on the Triple Dipper. Going to dig in a little bit on Ukraine. There's a lot of stuff happening. This is a fluid environment, as many war zones are. Yeah, but I think it's, I think, it, especially internationally speaking, it is the biggest story of the decade. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And hey, listen, you know, you hear our advertisers on here all the time. People who are part of our team. By the way, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, then just listen, you got to contact Right Side, because if you want to make sure that you're on our show, understand that we have direct sponsors. I am proud to announce, by the way, that one of our newest direct sponsors is 1819 News. You've heard me mention them several times. Listen, if you've listened to Right Side Radio even once, you know I prepare for the show every morning. I resource it with the latest headlines. But when I'm resourcing the show, I have to go to sources that I trust also. So one of the first ones that I check every morning now is 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. 1819, it's named in honor of the year that Alabama became a state. And this, you know, they came out of the gate last year, quickly established itself at 1819 as the go-to news source. They are untainted by dogma, just news, good and bad, all over the state and the nation. And what I love, too, is the fact that when you read it, you could tell the folks at 1819 News they actually love Alabama. And they're willing to tell you the good news with the bad. So if you're one of our Right Side ruffians out there who already cares about what's happening in the world around us, when you know that you need quality sources, 1819 News is that kind of quality. So I encourage you, check them out. 1819 News, that's 1819news.com, 1819news.com. Glad they're on the team. Copper, you got a caller that held on during the break, I believe. Yeah, let me grab that real quick. Line 5, Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing today, man?
Hey, excellent. Enjoyed the discussion on education, Phil.
Thank you.
Years ago, I was a study director for a particular study under General Shinseki's Transformation Project. And the very nature of transformation involves looking at things that are broke, things that are right, and then figuring out how to transform and evolve into something that is even far better. But there has to be a willingness institutionally to self-examine or allow others to audit you, and then to admit the 800-pound gorilla in the middle of the room, which is generally things that the government suffers from in a lot of communities, institutional, unfireable people by probably culture or union shop mentality, or old people hanging on for the paycheck, but nobody willing to say, hey, it's time to retire, honey. A lot of young people wanting to teach better, employ innovation, but institutionally being told, no, that's not how we've always done things. We've always done it this way. Change will not happen in Alabama without a very scientific, but from the top down supported resolve to transform. You can't say we got to throw more money at, and I enjoyed your points. You can't throw more money at a broken system and problems that are indeed decades old cultural.
Yeah, hey, great points and so well said. I mean, I remember in the service, we were taught to do after-action reviews on even the lowest level training exercises. And every time we did it, we had to give what we called three up and three down. You were not allowed to just say, well, this went good and this went good and leave it at that. You had to be able to point out what corrective things you could take to next time that would make it better. And you got to get rid of turf wars. You got to get rid of those entrenched mentalities. And Sparky, your points are well taken, man. Thank you so much. All right, we lost. Okay, he's gone. Okay, good. Well, Sparky, again, thanks for being in the audience, man. Appreciate you very much. Great, great, great points. Hey, listen, folks. Just so you know, if you are listening to this show and you're thinking, man, that was a good interview, or what did Governor Ivey say? I want to hear that part again. Just know that every single day, Copper takes the entire show. She breaks it down into segments and puts them in anywhere from 5 to 15, 20-minute segments and puts them out there, and then Birdman grabs hold of them and creates our podcasting. All right, and so we've got literally podcasts on our website, rightsideradio.org. At rightsideradio.org, every single day, you can go up, and usually by that evening, at the very least by the next morning, you will find a full day's show broken down into segments. You can download it. You can listen to it in the car. You can send it to a friend so they can hear part of it. You can re-listen to it yourself. And it just, it's apparently, it's caught hold, because right now we are pushing almost 31,500 downloads of the show. And the funny thing that I love on this is that apparently our second biggest audience is still California. So love you, California. Glad we're able to send you the good news out there. So listen, just think about it. Rightsideradio.org. That's our website. We got so much stuff on there. One of which, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM FM capabilities here at WVNN, it doesn't matter. Aside from the podcasting, you've also got the option of clicking on Listen Live and anywhere. And I like to say it this way: no matter where you is, there we is what I always say. You can listen to our show all over the world. Just wherever you are in the big wide world, go to the world wide web, go to rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and yeah, that's one of the ways that we garner all these listeners from so many other places. That and our podcasts, and Copper and I both write a weekly column which comes out statewide, and it's on there too. So all said and done, folks, that's a robust website, rightsideradio.org. You check it out. Okay, we're coming back right after this break. We're going to spend some time breaking down what's happening in Ukraine. What now? What next? We'll be right back.